Canadian country artist Jason McCoy returns to Manitoba this month for the Backroads to Countryfest tour, which opens in Verdun's AUD Theatre on May 11. He and his three-piece band will also perform in Dauphin, Swan River and Minnedosa. "I played Dauphin, Countryfest, many times over the years and know the folks well," he said. "I've hosted the Manitoba Country Music Association awards a couple of times and I feel like Manitoba's a second home. I've been to Verdun before. I've played the AUD Theatre there and I love it because you guys have footlights. It's like vaudeville. It has always stuck in my mind. It just looks so cool." McCoy grew up in the small community of Minzing, Ontario and now resides on a nearby acreage with his wife Tareen, daughter and son. He's spent more than three decades in the entertainment industry and enjoyed a storied career, receiving numerous accolades including CCMA Male Vocalist of the Year, twice a Gold Album and the CMA Global Artist Award, Nashville. McCoy's songwriting credits include the hit single, Rocket Girl, for Manitoba band Doc Walker. In 2020, McCoy wrote and recorded, We Are One, an initiative to raise funds for musicians in need during the pandemic. The song and video has raised thousands of dollars for the Unison Fund, enlisting artists from all around the world, including Canada, USA, France, Greece, Australia and China. He is the founder and frontman of the Roadhammers, the best-selling band in Canadian country music history and has guided the ensemble to unprecedented success in both Canada and the United States. At a young age, McCoy began honing his craft with aspirations of a career in music. "My dad bought a set of six strings, and I started learning Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard," he said. "I entered a little talent contest in my hometown. I was about 12 and I won it and got a taste for music. My first part-time job in high school was playing in a country band around here on the weekends. I wanted to be Randy Travis so bad I could taste it, and the next thing you know I started writing my own songs and didn't quit." With the pandemic in the rearview mirror, McCoy is excited to be back on the road doing a full slate of live shows, amidst a resurgence of 90s country music. "For some reason, 90s country is just so hot right now," he said. "That's when I had most of my records out as a solo artist and all of a sudden, I started getting all these shows, these theaters." On the upcoming tour, fans will hear McCoy's past solo hits, some Roadhammers music, as well as songs he's penned for other artists. "On top of that, I'll do some new stuff," he said. "We have a video screen with us. We have a couple of artists that are going to join us virtually to say hello. There's three new songs in the set that we're going to try out on the folks, so they are guinea pigs." Two up-and-coming Manitoba artists, Emma Peterson and Nelson Little, will be opening. "Emma Peterson has a really soft, angelic voice," McCoy said. "She's one of those ones that if somebody's telling you a good story, you want to lean in. Nelson Little reminds me of Outlaw Country and he's a strong flavor, you know. Both of them are kind of representative of the landscape of Manitoba country. There will also be a touch of humor. My favorite thing is a small band, acoustic guitars, telling stories, jokes," he said. "I love joking with the audience. Going out and playing a big festival is fun too, don't get me wrong, but I like talking to an audience and I like the audience talking to me." McCoy said that he's lining up a busy summer hitting up the music festivals. He plans to continue sharing his music with audiences beyond Canada's borders as well, and is planning to head to Australia in the fall. "The summers are pretty much a dartboard kind of tour," he said. "All over the place. Last summer was crazy busy, but I think this summer is realistic busy. Between doing radio, a nationally syndicated show, Nothing But the 90s, on the Bell Media Network, the live show with the Roadhammers and my own show, it's enough. I'm almost at the point where I am starting to dial back a few things.